It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. After a sudden tragedy, a child is inspired to take a lifelong journey into science. Hear more about this Penn State alum's exploration of time travel from our reviewer, Rick Weinberg.
I recently read the book Time Traveler, A Scientist's Personal Mission to Make Time Travel a Reality by Dr. Ronald Millett. In the book, Dr. Millett works to prove that time travel is theoretically possible. He does this for one purpose, to see his father again. You see, in 1955, when Millett was 10 years old, his father passed away. Ronald's father was only 33 years old. He was a hardworking man born and raised in the Altoona area of Pennsylvania. This sudden tragedy in Millett's life shaped and motivated him. His story is a moving one, and I enjoyed reading about Dr. Millett's incredible imagination, his work effort, and his resiliency to overcome major problems. But perhaps my favorite part of the book comes when he writes about his childhood. Ronald Millett was born in Roaring Springs, Pennsylvania, and he was what I call a tinkerer. At an age when I was building forts by draping blankets over coffee tables, Ronald Millett worked for many weeks to make a time machine in his mother's basement. Ronald built his machine by mimicking what he saw on the cover of the comic book novel version of H.G. Wells's The Time Machine, a book he loved. Of course, Ronald's handcrafted time machine did not work. He decided that the reason it did not work was because the comic novel version of the time machine didn't have enough details. So he set out to read and learn from the original full-length novel. This is a decision that I feel most children would not have made. As you can imagine, reading the novel did not lead to success either. But failure is a key component to learning, and it is something Dr. Millett experienced often. Admirably, Dr. Millett never gave up. In 1973, when Millett was just 28 years old, he graduated with his PhD from Penn State University. A great thing to note is that while he was a teaching assistant at Penn State, he received the award for teaching excellence. The fact that Dr. Millett is a great teacher can easily be recognized while reading this book. He not only explains the science of theoretical physics on a level people can understand, but he has a heart that all people can relate to. And those are the reasons I love this book. I learned a great deal of science, and the book has just so much heart. Only time will tell if Dr. Millett's theories of time travel are proven or disproved. Regardless, with the writing of this book, Dr. Millett's father has reached across the abyss of time.
That book is Time Traveler, A Scientist's Personal Mission to Make Time Travel a Reality by Ronald Millett with Bruce Henderson, published by Basic Books. Our reviewer, Rick Weinberg, joined us all the way from Bradford, where he works with BOCES. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Craig Johnson.